Hey, Monster Hunters. If you don't know what that means, you're probably not a member of our group, where we explain what it means and why you want to be one. But hey, this is Tobin, and I'm here with the Stop Your Marketing Now, Do This Instead podcast. And I've actually taken a break over the last week or so. I haven't been podcasting because I've been working on two really cool projects. We'll be talking about those in some upcoming episodes. Basically, I'm putting the demos together so you can see what it is that we're building and why it is so damn cool. I don't want to just talk about it. I actually want to show you guys. I want you to have a chance to go through it. In fact, I made a mention of the Monster Hunt. That's kind of like a hint, right? So if you can get in there, and you'll get a sort of preview or a peek at what we're doing, and then I can tell you what's actually happening behind the scenes and why and how it could work for you. Who's the kind of person that would be interested in this type of thing? If you are building audiences, so if you're an entrepreneur, you're an influencer, and you want to reach more people, this is something could be a really useful resource for you. It's not going to be for everyone, and I'm okay with that, but for the people who are a fit, it's like the coolest thing that I've ever worked with. So hey, with that said, I wanted to bring you some value today. Again, just because I haven't been podcasting in the last week or so, been so busy working for on client projects and all. But I have something really valuable that I want to share today because I know the questions are always surrounding. So, how do I build a big audience? How do I get more people to stop in their tracks, pay attention to what I'm doing? Most importantly, how do we get them to go from cold to sold? And just so you know, it's not one step. I know it'd be great if we could promise that and just say, boom, it's going to happen. But that's not usually it's a series of steps that progress people along that track from cold to sold. And I'm not going to talk about the couple steps in between there, but that's really what we've been working with. But what I'm going to focus on today is that first step of making that first connection with people. So could happen if you're buying traffic, could happen if you're earning traffic, like doing organic and outreach or a cold outreach even. If you're making connections with people, what do you do to get their attention? More importantly, what do you do to get permission to start a conversation with them and to continue that conversation? So the terminology in the field of marketing, there's a couple different ways people describe this, but the most common one is called creating a lead magnet. Okay, creating something that people want, that they're willing to stick their contact information in there, their email. Usually it's email, could be messenger, however you converse with people. But they're willing to share their information to continue the conversation in exchange for something. So we're going to talk about those lead magnets, and specifically, we're going to talk about what can you do to make an awesome one, the one that people actually want? What are they looking for so that it works really great for them, works great for you, and you don't spend hours and hours or even weeks and weeks putting together some 50-page report that people don't want. Okay, so the old way of doing this is exactly that, creating a special report or some kind of if you're an author, sometimes they'll give away ebooks. Maybe they give away the first chapter as a teaser to the ebooks. I mean, those are all good. If you've got something created, it can't hurt to stick that out there as a lead magnet because, particularly if it's been proven to be interesting and valuable to people before, you're going to get more people connecting with you that way. But I'm talking about creating something new. And I found a new way, a new tool that I'm going to share with you. I'm actually using it myself. In fact, I will put the link in the comments down below so you can actually see an example of what I'm using myself. And here's the first thing that I want to tell you about it. Most people, when they do the traditional approach to lead magnets, you will create a landing page on your website. You might use a tool like Lead Pages or ClickFunnels or something that you use to create your website. You let people stick their information in there, their email, their name, whatever you're collecting. They click a button, and they get delivered to a thank you page, and you give them whatever thing is that you promised, that special report or that coupon or something that was valuable enough that they were willing to exchange their contact information for it, right? No one wants to be on a list, but what you're really asking them for is permission to continue the conversation. Well, your website is one place you can do that, and it's a great place. We recommend that strategy too. But we've also found that a really great strategy is to create those lead magnets, those exchanges, those conversations with people on other platforms where there's already value there. So I'm going to give you an example. One of the formats for lead magnets that I absolutely love, because I find myself opting in for these quite often myself, and that is the cheat sheet or the checklist format. Now, there is a website out there called Process Street. I think it's process.st is the actual website URL. I'll put that in the comments too so you can find it. Actually, you know what? You'll see it when I share my lead magnet, because I'm using Process Street to host a checklist that I created. And so it's one of my most valuable lead magnets that I created to create that conversation with my audience that I want to talk to. You know, people who want to increase the value of their audience, that's a conversation I want to be in. So I created a really valuable resource for that group of people. And when you go to Process Street, you can actually, you put your information in to get this checklist. But the really cool thing is you're also getting a free tool. So their Process Street has a freemium plan. It costs nothing to get started with. If you need all the bells and whistles, you pay a little bit per month. But if you're blogging, if you're podcasting, if you're an influencer of any kind, you can use Process Street to create these basically checklists that people can access. And they have to put, you can set it up, so they actually have to put their contact information in there to get access to the checklist. Now, once they do that, they're also getting free access to Process Street. So they're getting two things. They're getting a valuable tool if they want to use it, and they're getting your checklist, your cheat sheet, your valuable information, your intellectual property that you put together for them. Okay? So you'll see an example of mine. Hopefully it will increase the value of your audience as well if you put those steps into place. But it's a very simple one. I just wanted you to see this as an example. And then one last bit of value that I'm going to share with you. What actually makes people decide that they do want to opt in for that thing that you're sharing? Like, what? How can you create a really compelling lead magnet? Well, my formula that I'm using, and this was, I want to give credit where it's due. I was inspired by Taki Moore, who has a similar formula, but I didn't really. His formula didn't feel quite right, so I took a couple things from his, a couple things that I've learned in other places, put together mine. So when people look at that form, and you're asking for their email, maybe their first name, whatever it is, you have to make them feel safe, okay? They have to feel safe because nobody wants to be on a list. Nobody wants to be spammed. Nobody wants more advertising in their life. They have to feel safe in that exchange of conversation with you, that you're going to treat them like you would want to be treated, right? Well, SAFE, S-A-F-E, also stands for the critical steps to making an awesome lead magnet. So S, we want to make one specific thing or value proposition to the person who's, you know, like, what are they going to get? What question are you going to answer? If it's a cheat sheet, what specific thing are you going to give them one good reason to sign up for this that's really compelling? Okay, so that's number one, a specific reason. Number two, you want your sheet to be actionable. Again, you can give them a whole 50-page document, but who has time for that? I don't need another 50-page report in my email to go through. But if you get a really useful checklist or cheat sheet, that can be super valuable. It's one page. You know, someone prints it out, puts it by their desk, and every time they do something that's related to your industry, they look at that as a reminder. That can be a really useful, valuable thing, right? So make it actionable. It's got to answer that how to do X. What is the X that they want more of or less of in their life? Create an actionable resource for them. Third, it's got to be fast. That's why the one-page format, I mean, you could make a two- or three-page checklist if you've got that much information. But when you create a really simple, fast experience and value for people, they appreciate that. And again, we're not trying to marry someone on the first date here. We're trying to initiate the conversation, get to know them, tell them a little bit about what we do, why it's valuable, why we should continue the conversation. So let's remember where we are in the process. They're cold. We want to move them to sold eventually, right? That's social selling, but there's a number of steps along the way. And then the E of our SAFE formula is we want to make it an easy win. That just goes back to, again, you know, they go down through the checklist, they get benefit from this process these steps, the checklist process that you created for them. And again, the really cool thing about Process Street is if they love it, they can have a digital version. They can literally save your checklist on in their account on Process Street, or they could just print it out, have a paper hard copy that might be useful for them. Or maybe they just review down through the steps and they learn a little bit more about your process, right? Cool. So that's the SAFE formula, a little bit different than the way Taki does it. But again, credit to him because he got my wheels turning. His is a little different. You can look at his if you may like his more. But this is what I'm using for myself as a reminder. Hopefully it's valuable for you. And take a look at the link, the actual lead magnet that I've created. What will you get out of that? Well, you'll get the cheat sheet, obviously, the checklist that I created. That's the first thing. You'll also get access to Process Street, so you see how it works and whether that could be a valuable tool for your own audience building efforts. Third, you will get access to a series of five podcasts, so that my checklist has a short description of the five simple steps to grow the value of your audience, but then I backed it up with a specific podcast, just like what we're doing today, with sort of more detail, what you really need to know about each of these steps to make them actionable and get the most value out of them. And then the last thing is, the last bonus step, number six, is we actually give you access to our private Facebook audience. There's no cost for this, but it's a small community right now called Building $1 Million Audiences. And if you'd like to have $1 Million audience, hey, it doesn't happen overnight, but if over the next several years you'd like to be in the position of having $1 million audience, how valuable would that be for you 10 years from now, right? Right? What would you do if you built it over the next couple of years, next 30 months, let's say 2.5 years, but for the next 10 years you had the value of that audience churning out revenue, different income streams for you month after month over the next 10 years. Pretty valuable, right? That's what we're talking about in the group. So hopefully you found value here. This is the Stop Marketing Now podcast. My name's Tobin Slavin. Stop marketing now, do this instead. What is the this? Well, I think you know by now, start a conversation. Treat other people the way you want to be treated. Outfriend the competition instead of trying to outspend them with more advertising and more advertising. Nobody needs more of that in their life. What you want is more friends, so let's help you do that.